You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries right here in Stuart, Florida, greeting you and welcoming you to our program again on another Saturday. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1, and so we're honored to be here with you. Donna and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart. It's soon going to be 25 years, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and so we're honored to be here with you, and we've been on the radio for over 20 years, so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. If not, we do offer CDs of the program, and all we ask for is a love offering. You just ask the Lord what to give and send it in, and with maybe a phone call or a self-addressed envelope, and we'll be glad to send it out to you. So we're honored to be here with you today. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
So, hallelujah. Here we are. We're over halfway through the month of August now, and I was looking at the calendar here a moment ago.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, with our calendar we hand out is a superimposed calendar. It has the solar calendars on here, and also we have the lunar calendar on here, which is what the Jewish people go by. And I was kind of looking at this because we've been hearing all this about the solar eclipse going to come on August the 21st on the solar calendar that we have. That's interesting. That will be... That day, at the close of that day, will be the last day of the month of Av. And then the next day will be the first day of Elul.
Actually, it starts in the evening.
That's
the beginning
right.
of the day. It always starts
right.
at sundown.
And so that Wednesday will be going into the month of Elul, which is the time of Teshuvah. It's a time to look back, examine ourselves, turn around, and come to God. And a lot of people have never come to God, and the ones that have, we should repent. So it's an interesting time of the year.
It's also interesting, Pastor Gene, from the time of the solar eclipse, which we're going to talk about today, so you want to stay tuned about this. It's going to be exactly 40 days, and that number is the number of testing.
Yeah, 40 days before the Day of Atonement, right?
Before the Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God is testing His people to see whether they're going to follow Him or not, whether they're going to be true to Him or not. Are they going to be worshiping this solar eclipse? You know, many people are going to run to it and worship it, and many people probably were going to get their eyes damaged because they can damage their eyes if they don't have protection.
That's right.
How many people worship the sun?
Yeah.
In the days past, you know, and solar eclipses we're going to talk about. It's really a sign to the Gentiles, and of course, this nation, our nation, is a Gentile nation.
Yeah.
I mean, many, many people from all over the world have come and to make a home here in America, here in the United States of America. And, of course, it all started out good, but what's happened to our country? We can see just by watching the news and listening and seeing what's happened to our country, what's happened to the people
right.
in our country, and how people have turned to paganism even in such a great, great way.
And the rate of immorality, too.
Oh, it's terrible. It's disgusting. It's a sinful country, and even Christians, you know, are backslidden to a great degree.
That's right.
And God does not like backsliding, and He doesn't like lukewarm. He says He'll spew you out of His mouth. He doesn't want us to be lukewarm. Well, before we start, Pastor Gene, I want to give our radio program phone number, I mean our telephone number.
For the radio program.
For the radio program and for Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, or the church that we pastor here in Stuart, Florida. And I want to mention also that we're on Facebook, we're on FaceTime every Sunday and every Friday night. We have Friday night services and we're on FaceTime then, and we also have Sunday morning services. Our Friday night meetings are at 7 p.m. We do Shabbat and we teach the Torah portion.
Hallelujah.
And we're believers in Christ, and we believe in the new and the old. We need to know what the Torah says. You know, the Torah is the teaching and instructions of God. It's the word the Bible calls law, but it's the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and we are now in the last one, Deuteronomy, which is an overview, and Moses reiterates what they're going to happen when they move into the promised land. Will we be moving into the promised land? Where is our promised land? Heaven, right?
That's right.
7 years away from all this tribulation that's going to happen on the earth, we believe. Well, we also are on the internet, so you can listen to this radio broadcast by way of the internet. That would be WCNO.com. You can download their app. It's wonderful to your telephone or your computer, and you can listen to their radio station 24/7. And of course, all of our programs are on their program guide. You can go back and listen to any of them that you would like to listen to and enjoy the teachings that we bring forth, because we want to bring forth the truth, spirit,
nothing but
and truth.
That's right.
The word of the Lord. Amen.
The best of our knowledge.
So that would be WCNO.com. We want to say hello to those who do listen to us by way of internet. And I want to say hello to Dan and Kathy out in
Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho. I want to tell you, we're feeling better. I'm feeling better. Still got shortness of breath. Still recovering. Don't have a lot of energy. So you all can keep praying for me. I was in the hospital for many, many days.
Too many days.
That's right. I only want to say how many days. Too many days. But anyways, I just want to thank the Lord for his touch upon my life and my husband's life and on your lives. So our phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And I want to mention that our service, our church time on Sunday is at 11 a.m.
We've changed our church time.
Church
we need to announce
11
that.
11 a.m. Yeah. So you want to come for prayer, intercessory prayer, you come at, or in fellowship, come at 10:30. And church service will start at 11 a.m. Amen. So we are blessed to be here in sunny Florida, Stuart, Florida. And we thank the Lord for what he is doing in our lives. We may not always feel the greatest, but, you know, we got to know that we have to trust in the Lord. And he will bring us through. So we can't live on our emotions, our feelings, Pastor Gene, right? We can't live on the things that we want to think about. We got to live and trust in the Word of God, because his Word is truth. Look at all the people that went through the wilderness. I mean, they really had a tough time. Many of them stuck with the Lord, but many of them didn't. And they were destroyed, because God is looking for a people who will
obey him.
Obey him and follow him in spirit and in truth.
And be committed to him, yeah.
And worship the one true God.
That's right.
The one true God. Sure. And we know what his name is.
His name is Yeshua.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
And Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, our Father.
He is the anointed one. He is the Son of God. He is in the beginning. It says here in Genesis 1, this is also in the book of John, not word for word, but in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen? Mm-hmm. It talks about Jesus being there in with the Father, right there. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Wow. God spoke and he said there'd be light. You know, he put the light in the firmament. He put the light, he put the sun up there for signs. And Pastor Gene's going to share that. Amen? And we know that Yeshua and the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, both were there at that time of creation, because they are one and they work together. They are work together.
I mean, they can't be separated.
You cannot separate them one from the other.
Nope.
Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen, Pastor Gene. I'll let you
Amen. Go
ahead.
Well, I was just
going to
mention,
started.
We're going to talk about this August the 21st, and there's been a lot of people, you know, especially prophecy teachers, they're trying to find something prophetic even to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And there could be.
There could be. We can't prove that.
We can't knock it off
and
say no.
Think about the four blood moons that we had here in those 2 years. It Passover each year and in Tabernacles.
We don't always understand,
but you know, the Jewish understand with what they know. They believe that all the lunar eclipse has something to do with their country.
Israel.
And what God's going to do with Israel. Well, then the solar eclipse is for the Gentiles. And so here we've got a solar eclipse coming up. So we'll have to look at some things here and kind of analyze it a little bit. But there have been a lot of predictions over the years of this and that. And I remember back in 2012, there was a thing they were worried about these planets all lining up and the Earth might shift. Mm-hmm. Well, that never happened. And also this rogue planet that was floating around out in space, it's still there, I guess.
All in God's timing.
But we always have the prognosticators trying to figure out some way to relate this with the coming of Jesus. And some things we can see, some things, but we can't cast it in concrete and say that's for sure.
Well, we should pray and seek the wisdom from God. And we need to read His Word because God talks about signs in the sky.
That's right. So if we go over to, let's go to Genesis 1 with you if you're at home, and you can get your Bible out. And we'll see what God promised right in the beginning.
You know, even the wise men.
Sure, they
saw signs.
That's right. That's how they wound up coming to Bethlehem. Amen. So in Genesis 1, we'll see what God spoke, and He meant this for the entire world until the very end, until everything's established in the kingdom of heaven one day.
For the entire world, not just the Jews.
That's right, for the entire world. Verse 14 is what I want to look at. It says, And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years." So there's going to be signs in the heavens, it says, to determine what the seasons of the year, and for days and years.
Days and years. We're talking about a certain thing happening on the first day of this month, of Elul. And also something that's going to be on a new moon. That's one of God's signs.
That's right. That's right.
And we know it's going to be 40 days, the Day of Atonement. That's another one of God's signs.
That's right. So He uses this word seasons here to talk about the Moedim of all God's appointed times. If we read from this point on through the Bible, especially to when we get to Leviticus chapter 23, it shows all those times and seasons and of the year. And it's all determined by what? The heavenly realm, by the new moon. Let them know when the next month came and all that. And then it also tells you the days and what years and all that they're
on. So
it
even talks about years and what years. Right. And we need, and you know, the year is very important too, the 5777.
Yeah.
About this happening in this year, and this year, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then I want you to go over to Luke chapter 21 with me, and we'll see something now in the renewed covenant that God has here for us. Mm-hmm. And we'll read this. I'm going to start in verse 24 of Luke 21. It says, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations." These are the Gentiles. "And Jerusalem shall be trodden down until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Well, that time hasn't come yet. God's working on that still, but we're getting closer. But here's the key verse.
Where are you?
In Luke 21, I'm going to read verse 25 and 26 now.
Okay.
"And there shall be signs in the sun." Here, see this? This is a sign in the sun, isn't it?
That's right.
We have them coming up. "And in
the moon,
combined together, the sun and the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear." We got this going on all the time when these things come. "And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Think about years ago. I read stories about the American Indians years ago, the Indians, before they knew all these things we know today. When they would see an eclipse or something, they thought the world was coming to an end. And so there was fear there when it came. But we don't have no fear with this.
Well, you know, a great solar eclipse happened in the days of Nineveh.
That's right.
And those people were afraid because it was a sign to them.
Mm-hmm.
That was before Jonah got there, and he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go to those people. They were a sinful people. And you know, that sign was so powerful that it scared them. They got the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
Even though they didn't know the Lord, they had fear because they saw the sign. So signs will bring on sometimes the fear, and we need a holy fear of the Lord. And that's our teaching for this week in the Torah, about having the fear of the Lord.
Having the fear of the Lord.
And
it's not just a reverence. It's much more serious than a reverence.
God destroyed many people in the Old Testament because
They didn't honor
have
him.
The fear. They did not have the fear of the Lord, or they didn't honor the Lord. They didn't obey him. They were disobedient.
Or when they questioned his authority. Think about Korah and his camp, right? When they questioned Moses' authority, look what happened.
But think about the solar eclipse, and they can prove it. You know, they know now. They can prove everything about what happened and when it happened, and even the date.
Scientifically.
Yeah. We know all today. These things.
Yeah.
So before Jonah went to Nineveh, there was a full solar eclipse, and it frightened the people, and it frightened them so much that they repented, and they fasted, and even their animals fasted.
That's
and what happened?
God
that
relented.
Whole nation was turned to God.
That's right.
And
for a period of about 100 years, and they turned
and
back.
And Jonah didn't like it because he thought, you know, well, this isn't, you know, these people, you know,
they're all Gentiles.
But you know, he got straightened out too. But
yeah.
He finally got there, and he preached to God. He preached, and they all repented. And so, you know, so that was a sign unto them.
That's right.
These solar eclipses are signs to the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
not to Israel, but to, we need to remember that too. So this solar eclipse is going to happen. It's going to, when it starts, it's going to go all the way across America.
That's right.
The central part of America, from Oregon all the way across to the East Coast.
Yeah, you can pull up charts on the internet and it shows you the path it's going to go.
There's much on there.
So let's think about this as we talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
We know that on August 21st of this year, 2017, there's going to be a total solar eclipse, as Donna just talked about. They will cross the entire continent. Well, mainly what we're talking
continental
about.
Continental United States.
Continental
America.
United States, yeah. Beginning in Oregon and ending in South Carolina. Incredibly, the eclipse will actually begin as soon as the sun rises on the west coast. The sun appears to rise what, in the east and set in at the west. But eclipses travel in the opposite directions. That's interesting. From west to east. In other words, people will witness a black sun rising from the United States. It has also been noted that another solar eclipse will across the United States at the opposite angle 7 years later in 2024. This is interesting.
And that'll be on Nisan 1. That's the first day of Nisan.
That's
the beginning
right.
of the year.
Yeah. So we got to keep a note here and a thought when we talk about this. Before we continue and talk about some more things on this, we actually believe the world will never end at this time. People are talking about it's going to be the end of the world. Well, it's not going to end.
Well, the other thing too, Pastor Gene, is the time that's going to happen, the exact time it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it tells you on that also in Jerusalem, in Israel, it's going to be at the exact same time at
that's
the
right.
new day.
That's right.
Sunset.
So we think about what we're looking at this coming up on the 21st here. We believe that God may be communicating a message through the eclipse about the general nearness of Christ's return. We don't know for sure, but what I think about this is not, according to the Bible, it's not the right time of the year for Yeshua to come back to this earth. It's going to be in the fall.
Well, this is take us up to the Day of Atonement, which is going to be in that area.
That's right.
But you know, also, you know, you think about it, I think that what God is also showing is he's joining this, what's happening starting in California, in our nation, to Israel because of the timing. The time is going to be, it's going to be the same time, I think in your article it tells you that the new day starts in Jerusalem. Exact
right.
same time.
Yeah.
Now, is that a coincidence?
Nope.
That cannot be a coincidence.
Not with God. There's no
and
coincidence.
And you know, God's timing, when God's day starts, it's when it begins to get dark.
That's right.
Not at midnight, not mm-hmm. here, but it's when it's sunset.
Right. Let's talk about a couple things here.
Okay.
The amount of prophetic meaning behind these eclipses that we've had, you know, with the lunar ones a couple years ago, and now we got this one coming up, a solar. It can almost be overwhelming to people when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to attempt to interpret it all, but we don't have all the truth. It's simply we want to share with you a few of the discoveries and others that have made, and you can interpret it for yourself. So it may be a sign. It's got to be a sign. There's something going on in heaven. We know that.
So I
got
we got
an article here that Pastor Donna pulled off of the internet, and there are several points that might be worth talking a little bit about. In fact, when we do this, I want you to go over to these scriptures, Pastor Donna,
mm-hmm.
And when we get to that point, we'll read these. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to go over to Ezekiel chapter 33.
Okay.
Okay, to start with.
Okay.
And you'll be ready to read when we want to do
that.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. We
yes.
thank you for these signs, Lord, that you,
right.
you do. You love us so much that you give us warnings.
That's it.
You know, God warns his people. He wants us to But, you know, people are crazy. They're out there running around. People are traveling to where this is going to go. You know, this is going to make a big... It's going to make a big black mark across America. Going to make an... Actually, when the second one comes through, it's going to make an X. Does that speak aloud? I mean, it's going to make a... You think about it, it's going to make a big black mark. It's like drawing a line of demarcation. Enough is enough, God says. I just heard that from the Lord. You said what, Ezekiel where?
Ezekiel 33. I like the 3-3, see?
3-3.
So I'm going to turn over also, as we're going to talk about some things here, about all this. Hallelujah. We're going to read a few verses here.
Okay. And where are we going to start at?
Well, I'm thinking, I think we want to start from the... We'll see how many verses that we need to read here.
He gives warnings. This is about warning.
This is a warning. That's God's, what it is.
And, you know, there's a harbinger. And we're supposed to all be watchmen. You know, he was a watchman. Ezekiel was a watchman. And what are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be watchmen on the wall. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for our homes, but our children. Pray for our children. Plead the blood of Yeshua for our nation, for our president. We need to pray for our president because he is in such a place of authority that we need to pray for his protection and for his wisdom, that he would hear from the Lord. And he would hear the prophets, the true prophets. You know, there's false prophets out there, Pastor
Gene.
Right. And we need to discern, that he would have discernment. We need to pray for our president.
That's
we
right.
need to pray for all those people that are coming against him. We need to pray conviction, Lord God, because God's going to judge these people because they're coming against God's authority. We're supposed to be praying for those who are in authority over
that's
us.
That's what it says.
And our president mm-hmm. is being taken this place, this... He has this assignment. He's got an assignment from God. Amen. And he's diligent to fulfill the assignment. And the things that he's already done, it's just, I am just excited about it. You know, what he's done even in the school system, you know. We shouldn't be teaching other religions in our school, teaching our children how to bow down to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he's stopping that. And I praise God for that. And we need to continue to pray because, you know, some of the people in the Senate and the House, they don't want that. They want this one world government. They want us to worship other gods. They want us to be coexisting.
Existing, that's what they
You know
want.
That sign you see on people's cars?
Yeah.
Coexist, and they have every single religion on there? That's not what God says. He says worship, and that's why Israel got in trouble because they started worshiping the gods of the heathen nations. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are coexisting. This America is worshiping the gods of other nations. We must stop that.
There's no such thing as an ecumenical a religion that would fit everybody into with all these different thoughts. It's impossible. There's only one
God.
Way. That's right.
You know, it says that God gets angry. He gets wroth. Mm-hmm. The King James says wroth. He gets angry, wroth. He got wroth with the people in that were going through the wilderness because they took in the Moabite women and they took in their gods. And look at what even King Solomon did. He did things that did not please God.
That's right.
You know? Okay, sure, Pastor Gene.
So let's look at
Ezekiel 33.
Yeah, but before we read this, let's look at this. The August eclipse occurs exactly 33 days before the Revelation 12 sign we see over there about Israel and also about the birth of the Messiah.
Right.
Beginning in the 33rd state, which is Oregon, that came into the Union.
33rd state.
And ending in South Carolina at the 33rd parallel. Pretty
and
interesting.
Even what is the name of the first place it goes, the first city in Oregon? Is
Salem.
Named Salem. And mm-hmm. what was Jerusalem's name before?
Salem.
In Melchizedek's day.
That's right. He was king of
Salem.
King
of Salem, that which is Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
See the connection?
That's right.
See the joining together?
Yeah.
God is joining his mm-hmm. word together with his nation.
And you can verify each of these details as you just you get this article or you can study it out and listen to some of the teachers that are teaching this on the TV and radio. And you can really chalk up the significance of this pure, and it's not a pure coincidence. It's a move of God,
and
confirmation of
mm-hmm.
it. It's been noted that the eclipse like this hasn't happened in mm-hmm. 99 years.
99 years. That's 33 times.
That would be 3 times 33 years. What might be communicating to us? Well, let's read Ezekiel 33.
Well, you know, when you take the number 3, the 3 number is, of course, that's the number of the Godhead.
Yep.
So you've got 3-3, right? And you're going to multiply it 33 times. You know, that's when God repeats and repeats and repeats, he's trying to make a point.
That's right.
He makes a point. He's saying, hear, 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 which is another word for Shema, Shema, Shema. He kept saying Shema. That means hear, O Israel. He's saying, hear, O my people. And are we hearing? But listen to what it says here in Ezekiel. It says,
starts in verse 1.
And again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of the people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword, what is the sword? Upon the land.
Judgment. Huh?
If the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, we need watchmen. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet. I think of President Trump. He's blowing the trumpet. And warn the people. He's warning us.
It's a harbinger.
God is using President Trump or President Trumpet to warn the people. You know, we got a prophetic word about the trumpet too, even way before he ever became president. When whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, or past, or I would say president, our president too, also, I think it's a two double-edged sword there, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. So it's important that we warn, because we are a trumpet as well. We're watchmen. And we are to trumpet the sound. And that's what we're trying to do here on this radio program. We want you to know. We want you to wake up.
And to be aware.
It says, wake up. You know, it says in Isaiah, awake. Awake, you that sleep, you know.
Yep.
Verse 5 says, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. God wants our souls delivered.
Right.
But if the watchman, and delivering our soul, what is that? Salvation. Isn't that our salvation? But if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, or not give a warning
to the people,
and the people not be warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity or his sin. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So if we're not being a watchman and telling the people, we are to blame in many ways.
That's
so
right.
So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman upon the house of Israel, and I would say upon, you know, we're watchmen here in America and also for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them before. Warn them from me.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou does not speak to warn the wicked from his way. We have to speak, tell the truth about the wicked things that are happening in our nation. Wicked things that are happening in our nation. We cannot coexist. The wickedness, even the wickedness that's happening in the churches, because what's happening in the church? We have Chrislam in churches. We have homosexual churches.
Yeah.
We could go on and on and on. What's happening in our schools? My. But his blood will I require at thy hand.
Sure, that's good enough.
Mm.
Well, go ahead and read on. Verse 9. Go ahead and read this.
Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked
there
of his way.
It's a harbinger.
That's right. To turn from it. And I think of Jonathan Cahn.
Yeah.
He warns him. He was in the White House. He was in the Senate. He was in all those places.
That's right.
And he was warning them. If he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his sin, his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul.
Therefore, thou, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, mm-hmm. and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked,
mm-hmm.
but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye, this is the word teshuva, turn you from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. See, we can be righteous all of our life and turn into sin at the end. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in that day that he turneth from his wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, or you know, major sin, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it.
That's
and again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turned
from his sin
and do that which is lawful and right. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again, and he that robbed walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, and he shall not die.
Amen.
None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. So who's our righteousness? It's Yeshua.
In the Bible.
So when we come to him, what means all of our sins and everything's been cast away because of what the Lord did for us.
And they say they're as far as the east as to the west.
That's
God
right.
doesn't
They'll
see them.
They'll never be brought up again.
Now some people might say, well, you're talking about Israel, you know, because it says Israel. But you know, when we're born again, we are joined.
That's right.
We are joined to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because Israel is God's country. We are joined to Israel. So you can't just say this is just Israel. When we become born again, and it talks about that in the New Testament. When we become one new man, we are joined with Israel.
That's right.
We are one with them.
And God wants everybody saved.
And so that means we must come in agreement with what God's word says.
That's right.
What God says. And every single book, this book Ezekiel, is not just to the Jews only. It's to anyone who's joined to Israel. Think about all those people that came out of Egypt. Some of them decided to be joined with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So they became sojourners. So what are we? We're sojourners. We're joined with Israel. We become married.
Hallelujah.
We are adopted into the house
of
Israel.
We're
adopted into the house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God for
That's
that.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now let's look at another one here. Number two. The eclipse is also exactly 40 days from Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Donna mentioned that a while ago.
That's right.
40 represents a period of testing in the Bible, as can be seen in the 40 years the Israelites wandered in the wilderness, mm-hmm. and the 40 days Jesus was tested in the wilderness himself. This 40-day period leading up to Yom Kippur is more than random. In fact, this period of time beginning on August 21st is called the season of Teshuvah. We talked about that. The month of Elul is called the month of Teshuvah,
mm-hmm.
which means to what? To return to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
to come back, which in the Jewish faith is a time to get right with God before judgment falls on the Day of Atonement. In other words, repent before time is up. That's the call that God has it in the fall festivals every year. So it's amazing when we think about what we have with all the examples here. Now here's a third thing we can talk about with this. Now I got a chart in front of me, a map showing where these two solar eclipses are going to come across the United States. One on this year, on August 21st, and then 7 years later there's going to be one come across from the other direction, and we'll find out where it lands.
Mm.
Here's what this says. While eclipses are not that uncommon, total solar eclipses only occur about every year and a half, and often occur over the ocean rather than land. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking this eclipse is nothing out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Day will be turning to night all across the middle United States. It's been 99 years since a total solar eclipse crossed the entire United States, and having another total solar eclipse across the entire United States again, forming an X just a few years later, is perhaps unprecedented. So this chart shows the one currently coming and the one that's going to come in 7 years later. And so I think about this time. I got a teaching in my book about the pictures of the Messiah, about the two last prophetic days. And I revealed in that with Hosea chapter 5, verse 15, and then 6, 1 through 3, about the 2 days and all that. And it reveals all this. And it shows us that God was going to return to his place. And if we look at Hosea 5:15, it shows that he said, I'm going to return to my place. Well, this is also prophetic to the nation of Israel, okay? And what happened with their Messiah. Jesus came, they rejected him, he returned to his place. And so, as I mentioned before on this program, I believe he died in 30 A.D. So, that was at Passover. So, if we go these 2,000 years to the future we've been talking about, we come up to Passover again of 2030, which to me, revealing this over there, he's talking to the Jewish people, is when he's going to end his work with the nation of Israel. Well, then we back up 7 years and we come to what? 2023, what we're talking about for this time to show, and then he's going to catch the church away, be the resurrection first, out from among the dead, and then we that are alive and remain in Christ will be caught off the earth. So the timing is real close to this. So this next
Almost
Shemitah,
exactly.
That's right. This next Shemitah coming up is a very interesting year that's coming up when it happens.
So this is all in your book, Pictures of the Messiah.
I wrote two chapters on it.
Which you wrote how many years ago? maybe 20 years ago.
A good while ago.
And of course, you have revised it every time we do a new printing. You just about change, revise God, something, or add something to it.
God shows me something else.
And God showed you these things, and you know we have those. There's charts. I think 8 or 10 charts in there. You know, it's a great study for the Feast of the Lord and the Moedim, which are the times of the times of God.
All His appointed times.
All
right.
His appointed times. So if you
They're
would
all
like,
key.
To, like to have that pictures of the Messiah, give us a call. We'll give you information on it. It's area code 772-285-7007. And we would love to send it to you. I know it, you would be able to even use it in a Bible study.
That's right. Amen. A lot of places are using that. That's right. Now let's talk about some more about this crossing. It's been noted that the United States is the wealthiest, most powerful, and most influential Gentile nation in the world. Mm-hmm. It is also the world's ethnic melting pot and host of a huge world government. Represents all these world governments in one form in the United States. Lunar eclipses, which are the blood moons, are omens for Israel. We talked about that. Whereas solar eclipses are omens for what? The Gentiles. So what are they? They're harbingers. They're showing us something.
Signs in the sky.
That's it. The 7-year tribulation is also known as the day of the Lord, when God enters into judgment with the Gentile nations. But this is not necessarily completely true. What is Jacob's trouble for? It's not just for the Gentile nations. It's called Jacob's trouble.
For Israel.
Jacob's name was changed to Israel. The 7-year period is for them to be drawn to the Messiah that the Father sent to the earth. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach.
But he will be bringing judgment on all of the earth and all of these Gentile nations.
That's right.
That are look at all the Gentile nations that are around Israel right now. You know that want to destroy Israel.
Sure.
God is the one. We read about it when they went to war. You know when the children of Israel obeyed God and did the right thing. God always won the battle. It didn't matter how many people there were. Gideon's army, only 300, right?
That's right.
I mean, God...
3% won the battle.
God is the one who did it. God had orchestrated. Right. He gave them instructions. When they followed God, God was the one. They didn't have to depend on their swords and their weapons of war.
That's right.
They had to just trust in the Lord and obey Him. That's all God's asking us to do.
That's right.
Have faith. Trust in Him. Obey Him. Do what He says. He's going to protect us. He's going to deliver us. He's going to take care of all of these ungodly nations. He's going to destroy them. He will destroy them.
That's right.
He destroyed them in the days when they were going through. Many people he destroyed. And, you know, he is a God of love. He does love people. And there are many people that are coming to Christ. There are Muslims that are coming to the Lord day and every day. Many, many, many. And many of them are dying because they're coming to the Lord. Many of their families are dying. They're cutting off their heads. They're killing them. There are people, and there are many, many coming to the Lord. So there are many that are martyrs. They're martyrs, you know, because of their belief in the Lord. And they don't even have Bibles, but there's supernatural things happening where people are being touched. They're seeing things. Well, think about it. What if the wise men didn't pay attention to the signs in the sky? They
That's
never
right.
would have seen the Lord. They
That's
never
right.
would have talked to Herod. They never would have... taking the gold, the myrrh, and the frankincense to Jesus.
That's right.
You know, we need to look to these things because, you know, God is a God who does not change. He's the same. The Bible says He's the same yesterday,
today
and forever.
He never changes.
And so He gave signs in the sky in those days, and He's still doing it today. God doesn't change.
That's right.
He created all these things. He created the moon and the sun and the stars and the galaxy, and you know, even all the galaxies and the names of all the galaxies. We haven't even talked about that, where it talks about over there in Revelation chapter 12 about the woman who gave birth to the man child.
That's right.
Well, we haven't talked about that over there in Revelation chapter 12, I believe it is.
Yeah, and that's
another sign.
That's a pattern of the not only Israel and Mary and the Messiah Yeshua.
Installation, that's right. The installations that
that's
are in
right.
the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And God placed all these things for us. As signs for us to be able to know the times and the seasons and the years. He doesn't just give us the year. He gives the season, which is very important.
Yeah.
To know the right season. That's why if you don't know the seasons of the Lord, you are ignorant. If you don't know about Passover and you don't know about when the month begins, the month doesn't begin when it's January 1 or August 1. No, the month always begins on a new moon. So if you don't
that's
know
God's
that,
calendar,
you,
yeah.
you are lost. You yeah. are totally out of it. You don't. If you don't know that the full moon is always on the 15th of the month, we're talking about the Jewish month and not our calendar month.
That's right.
That's why when we make our calendar, which I have, if you want one, you can call me, send it to you. The calendar also has the Jewish months and the Jewish days, so you can see when the first day of the month is.
That's right.
You can see when the 15th day of the month is. You can know these things. You know, Yeshua was a fullness of time, and you know when he died, it was a full moon.
That's right.
A full moon. He fulfilled everything.
So we know in God's eyes, even if we don't know anything scientifically, when the new moon comes, it's another month. When the 15th of the month comes, or the full moon, we know it's the 15th of the month, the middle of the month.
So he wants us that's to right. know about these Moedims. Or
that's
these,
right,
these
appointed times.
Appointed times, because they're set in place. And they're not just set in place for Israel. They're set in place for the world.
To teach us about the Messiah.
To teach us about the Messiah.
That's
and
right.
So if we don't know these things, we are ignorant. You know, the Bible talks about being ignorant. You know, if somebody wants to be ignorant,
stupid.
Says, let them be ignorant yeah. still. But, you know, God doesn't want us to be ignorant. God wants to teach us
he
these things.
He wants us to know the things
Why
of God.
Why does he say these things? Why does he say in the Bible, this happened on the 14th day?
That's
Why
right.
does he say things happen on a certain day in a certain month? Because he wants us to know these special times that happen every year. They cycle. It's a cycle.
That's
God
right.
doesn't go on a
He's
linear
a cycle
line.
God. Mm-hmm.
He is a cycle. It's a circle. He continues. He fulfills the circle. He starts a new circle. He fulfills it year after year, month after month. He shows us these things, and he wants us to know.
That's right. So if we don't know the God's calendar, he most of the time he doesn't mention the month. He'll tell you on the first month, the 14th day. What
lost.
Happened on the first month, on the 14th day of the month? What happened?
Jesus died.
That's when he died. Okay,
you know,
the Passover.
Right. And so. You know, and the very first lesson in your teaching of the pictures of the Messiah is about the calendar.
That's right. If we don't know the calendar, we'll get confused. But if we check and follow the calendar, and we see a number, say the fifth month or
check
whatever,
it out.
Sixth day, check it out with the Bible. See where are we at on God's calendar? What's going on at that particular time? And he, you know, it's cyclic. So he repeats these things over and over and over again. So what he did way back, think about it. He did that when they came out of Egypt, when the Israelites left Egypt on Nisan. Well, they actually left on the 15th, but they had to kill the lamb on the 14th. Then we go, what? We can look 1,500 years in the future, and we can see that that was a prophetic sign for Israel to know. Then when the Messiah came, they should have recognized that right away. It was a fulfillment of what happened over in Exodus chapter 12. But they don't put it together.
Egypt,
that's
no
right.
less, in an ungodly country.
That's what happened. So people,
and that's when they applied the blood
right.
over the doorposts
and the lintel
of
their homes and stayed in
and
their
they
houses.
They had to stay inside. They couldn't go out wandering in the streets,
watching no,
and looking for a blood moon
or a solar eclipse.
No,
That's right.
You gotta. When God says hide away inside your home and cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, you better do what He says.
That's right.
Or else you are asking for destruction.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, they used to have the air raid drills in school to hide under the table. If there was an atomic attack, what would a table and chairs do for you? Nothing. How stupid that was when you think about it. It wouldn't help anybody. So we don't run and hide. We do what God tells us to do. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, that time's going to come. But here's the key thing. Was the fact about these first two solar eclipses are going to happen. Then one's coming up soon. We got one 7 years in the future. They're spaced 7 years apart. They cross the entirety of the continent of the United States, you know, like an X, over the chief Gentile nation on earth. Should give us some kind of pause. It's like he's putting an X on us. We're living in paganism. We're not obeying God. Most of America is pagan. They might say, I go to church on Sunday or whatever, but how many of them are really born again following the Messiah? How many are really doing that? Or are they doing what they want to do, you know?
Well, I would say put an X. He says X marks the spot. What happens when you put an X on something? When
that's
we're,
right.
We're crossing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Is God crossing us out because of our paganism? Is God crossing us out because of our sin? Is God crossing us out because of the abortions that have happened in this country? Is
mm-hmm.
God crossing us out because we're selling baby parts?
That's right. We're doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Is God crossing us out because we're changing who we were born to be?
That's right.
You were born to be a man, you stay a man. You're born to be a woman, you stay a woman.
That's it. But I was thinking about something here, being reading and talking about this. If we go over to Matthew chapter 24, let's look at some more signs that's going to be in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Jacob's trouble, when our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, is preparing to come back and literally put his feet on the Mount of Olives. I'm not talking about coming in the sky for the believers prior, 7 years prior. We're talking about when he comes and literally puts his feet on the Mount of Olives to begin to establish the kingdom of God. In verse 29, it says this. Now, I always tell people, when you read this, who is the Lord speaking to? He's talking to his own people, okay? And in the future, we're not here. We've already been in heaven for 7 years. It says immediately after, hear this, after the tribulation or Jacob's trouble of those days, which the sun will be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. So there's going to be a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse come here. And the stars shall fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes, always reminds me of the nation of Israel. He's talking to the Jewish people here. Of the earth mourn. Earth can mean what? The land of Israel. We're going to mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now here's the key verse. Verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a shofar. The shofar haggadah. This is blown on the Day of Atonement. And they shall gather together his elect. These are the Jewish people. From the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. Isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm.
So what day will this be? This will be on the Day of Atonement when he's going to do this. That's the day assigned by God to the nation of Israel. What, if you read Leviticus chapter 16, we got a whole chapter about the Day of Atonement. So this is the day that he's going to literally come back and put his feet again on the Mount of Olives, as it says over in Acts chapter 1. This is incredible. So here's a couple more signs going to be in the heavens just before the Lord comes back. Amen? The scriptures tells us that. So we can look to the heavens. We don't want to worship the heavens. You know, we're not using astrology or anything. We're trying to tell the future. But we can study astronomy, understand what the stars and everything were put in place for. And there's some wonderful teachings about the constellations and all, how they're named after the people, or they were named by the Jewish people and all that. Now here's another topic we could talk about. We got about another 12 minutes here referring to this time coming up. The tribulation, which is also called what, Daniel's 70th week, and also Jacob's trouble, is understood to be a worldwide version of the Exodus from Egypt. The plagues in Exodus were a sort of a microcosm of the future day of the Lord. The ruthless Pharaoh was a type of the Antichrist. The plagues were a type of coming worldwide trumpets and vile judgments. The Exodus was a type of the rapture and the future Israelite remnant that will escape in the wilderness, as it says in Revelation, and so forth. And in minute details, where types and shadows are shown. Moses was a type of the future male. Huh? He was a male. He was a male. Okay, Christ. And the church, huh? Hallelujah. That was and will be delivered from the harm's way. He escaped the tribulation that his people endured when he was placed in a basket and ended up as a prince in the palaces of splendor. I always tell people Moses was the first basket case, right? Yet his people continued to endure tribulation and suffering until he later returned to deliver them from Egypt. From some of the specific plagues in Egypt, will be replicated in a worldwide scale during Jacob's trouble. As a matter of fact, there's a direct parallel in the book of Revelation to 7 of the 10 plagues. You can study that out and find it out for yourself. You can say the tribulation is almost a do-over of the Exodus because the Israelites were not faithful to the end in the first instance. Remember how disobedient they were? Remember when they came out of Egypt, what was it? We read that in Deuteronomy. In 11 days, if they would have been obedient, they would have been in the promised land. Instead, what? The wicked, because they disobeyed, had to wander around the wilderness for 40 years. But at the end of the tribulation will be the faithful saved and delivered. With this in mind, considering that X we talked about, that it will be formed over the United States, rest right over a region in southern Illinois called Little Egypt.
Little Egypt.
Little Egypt. Even more, the exact point where the two paths cross in the town of Macadana, which is called the Star of Egypt.
Star of Egypt.
I want to quit there for today.
We have a lot more on this, and we can do the rest perhaps next week,
next
Pastor
week.
Gene, and
yeah.
We can go into the book of Revelation, and we can talk about what it says over there in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. So
yeah, even
we'll
the birth of Yeshua.
We'll be teaching on this on Sunday, so if you'd like to come Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, you can hear more of this teaching. And we need to know these things, you know. We're not placing our faith in these things because we place our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are to know these things. You know, God has given us a mind, and we are to know these things. And so this is gonna happen, people. It's not gonna not happen.
That's right.
It's gonna happen. And so people are gonna be running to where this X is gonna be making this cross, because they want to see something.
Well, I think we're going to see it here in Stuart. We'll see that. We'll see the solar
eclipse. But I know,
eclipse.
People are going to be doing this not because of for the fear of the Lord, because they're looking for signs and worshiping. They want to worship the sun. They want to see these things. They want to see what's going to happen. This hasn't happened in 99 years, and they're never going to see it again in their lifetime, because it's going to happen. And so, you know, people are running to this as a it's going to be fun. We're going to have a party.
Make sure they protect their eyes.
We're going to have a sun party. You know, it's going to get dark, and we're going to see these things. Well, you know, this is not why God's doing this, so you can have a party. God's showing these things, and He planned the time. God planned the time for this. You know, it's not a coincidence. God planned the time for this, because we are in the last days, people. We're in the last days, and if you can't see the wickedness that's happening all around the world, especially in America, you can't see what's happening here in America, and the sin and the things that are happening here in our country, and how wild and how people are crazy. There's a lot of people out there that are just, you know, the devil's got a hold of them.
A lot of
the devil has a hold of people's minds, and they're doing things that, you know, they were never even
would be unspeakable of a couple decades ago.
Parents would not imagine the things that they're grown children are doing, and they're, you know, that they're doing. And so it's terrible. And so the sin and that's going on in this United States of America is just, it's growing by the day. It's growing by the day. We need to pray. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for those believers. We need to pray for the protection of each of us. Amen. Because there's wickedness. It says that wickedness is increasing.
I want to mention one more thing here,
evil,
Pastor
Gene. How evil has increased, Pastor Gene?
Well, yes, it's.
I mean,
it's going exponentially up. It's right.
Just look at the television.
Look what's on TV.
What's happening? You know,
look at the crummy movies.
Look at the movies.
The filth.
Look at the things that they're showing. You know, it's not like things that we saw when we were children.
Absolutely
on TV.
Not.
You know, it's not Tom and Jerry. You know, it's terrible. Even these family shows, they have to add all of this.
All the stuff.
Sin into these family shows. They're supposed to be healthy family shows.
They're doing this to desensitize the public, so we'll accept it as normal. And it's not normal.
They have desensitized.
For most part, most of us, it's true.
Most of the young people, most of the people in colleges have been desensitized
to the things of God.
To the things of God and the things of the world. They're not thinking about God at all.
Nope.
They're not. People aren't thinking about God anymore.
Nope.
They're thinking about themselves, their lives. They're what they want to do. It's everything is self. Whatever feels good, they want to do it, or they think it feels good. But you know, it's going to bring death in the end. It will bring death and destruction in the end. What do you want to share, honey?
Well, I want to share one more thing before we leave. Interesting. This eclipse is going to start on the West Coast and come through. It's going to come through Oregon first. Guess what city is going to get hit first? It'll be seen. It's a city called Salem.
Salem,
Oregon. And think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? Think about that. We're thinking about Salem, with Melchizedek in Genesis in the first covenant.
The king of Salem.
He was a king, and also what he was He was a king and a priest of a place called Salem. Well, later on, Salem there became Jerusalem. So this is very key. So it started here in Salem in the United States. And I think about what
you
happened.
You named that city Salem.
That's right.
And you know, in God's foreknowledge, God knows all things, right? And He says it's going to start in Salem.
That's right.
Well, everything started in Salem. Wow, didn't it all start in Salem?
That's
way
right.
Back when with Melchizedek, everything started in Salem. The prince, the king of Salem, took tithes. Abraham took tithes to him, right, and worshipped him.
That's right.
Wow, and he blessed Abraham, didn't he, because of his obedience.
That's right.
And
sure
so did. What happened? Everything started in Salem. Well, this solar eclipse is starting in Salem.
Absolutely.
Oregon.
Sure.
Very interesting. You know, you know, I think God has, a sense of humor, but it's not really a sense of humor.
It's a warning.
It's a warning. He's
right.
Another harbinger.
That's right.
I think I'll go listen to Jonathan Cahn and see what he has to say about all these things, because he gives some really good things. And, you know, he's a Jew, and he's a spirit-filled Jew. He prays in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know, we need to pray in the Holy Ghost. We need to press in and pray in the Holy Ghost. And we need to be strong, and we need to be witnesses, and we need to warn people Don't wait till it's over. We've got to start That's warning right. people. You know, they might think you're a fool. Well, I'll be a fool for Christ.
I will too.
I'll be a fool for Jesus Christ. You know, give these warnings. These things line up with God's word. If it didn't line up with God's word, we wouldn't be telling you about it. These are not coincidences. These are not stories. This is not being made up. You know, it's not being made up. And it's interesting when you see that X, because you can see it on the internet. That X goes right across. You know, also we didn't talk about this. It goes all right across all the fault lines. Yep. The main places where earthquakes are. Wow. And even the last place when it crosses two major rivers. And we've had prophetic words of what may happen with the Mississippi. Our country could be divided. I mean, I'm talking about actually divided. The landmass could actually be divided into thirds.
That's right. Who knows?
You know, you say, well, those things are not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they said New Orleans wasn't going to happen either, but, you know,
the flood
happened, didn't it? And now they're having water problems again. Well, you know, these things do happen.
That's it.
And I believe that if we're still here, we're going to see much of this happen because we're living in the last days, and God tells us, He warns us, we must be watchmen on the wall.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton.
We've got almost 3 minutes to go here, baby.
Oh, that's okay. You can share the last. Maybe you have something about salvation. Just pray with somebody. We're just blessed to be on this radio program for these last 20 years. Amen. We just hit our anniversary of 20 years, right, Pastor Gene?
On July the 8th.
And we want to mention, too, we're on every Saturday at Lord Willing from 12 to 1. Please pray for mine and his continued healing and strength and my breath and my lungs, and just thank the Lord for what He's doing, and He saved my life. Amen. And we just pray for us.
All functions of our body will work.
Yeah, right. Amen. Because, you know, we don't quit. We don't quit. We may be getting older in years, but, you know, in spirit, we're young. And I know when I have my normal voice, I sound young. Amen. I want to be young in spirit and know the truth. And so we want to continue and do what God's called us to do. We don't want to quit. We're not quitters. We're go on with the Lord.
That's right.
And we pray that you do too. You don't give up. You don't quit. You don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Be encouraged. Like He told Joshua, you're going in the promised land. Be a strength. Be of good courage. We're supposed to encourage each other. We're
Absolutely.
Supposed to lift each other up and encourage each other in the Lord, because God is taking us through. He's crossing us over. We're crossing over to a new place. We're going to be gone before long. We're going to be in heaven before long. We're going to be in God's kingdom. We're already in God's kingdom. If you're born again, you're seated with the Lord in heavenly places. But one day we're going to be actually physically
in the kingdom of God.
In the kingdom of God. Sure. Amen. And no end for forever and ever and ever.
So let no fear come upon you, because you've been given what? A spirit of what? Love,
power, and a sound mind.
There's no fear. So we don't want to have fear of this. We just want to know that God's bringing a warning to the entire world. We're with Him. If we're walking with Him and trusting Him in our lives, well, then we have nothing to be concerned about. We just trust Him no matter how it ends, okay?
Amen. Our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. So give us a call. That's area code 772-285-7007. Give us a call, and I know, and order Pastor Gene's book. I know it'll bless you. It's not for us to make any money, but it's for you to learn. You to learn and to know the times and the seasons and the years.
That's right. So as we close this program, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is ask Him to come in, and He'll come in, and your life will change. So as we close the program, we tell you, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. What do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and
we are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.